So friends, this chapter number 4 covers the regulations pertains to the venture capital fund. All regulatory regulations means SEBI regulations, RBI regulations, that will be covered under this chapter, and we have to be more attentive to understand each and every regulation. So far we have seen the rules, how it should be in a hypothetical manner. But here, when the regulation comes, that means regulation has to be complied with. Any lethargy in compliance of the regulations will be taken by the regulators very seriously against the company. So therefore, much importance is required to be given to this and subsequent chapter also. So let us understand in nutshell what are the common and most important regulations in respect of the venture capital funds that are in place as on date. So let us start with venture capital regulations. I am covering in this, as I said, only the registration of the venture capital funds, because there are regulations for registration of venture capital. Unregistered venture capital fund is not permitted to act, whatever may be the document they create, and plead before the regulator. No, they have to register with the regulators. And further, after the registration process is understood, explained, documents are submitted, thereafter the certificate will be issued by the registering authority, and then the relevant regulation to comply with has undertaking has to be complied with the funds who is registered. So only process of registration, and what are the regulation in place for the venture capital, that only in brief we are going to discuss. Actual regulations, subsequent chapters, we are going to discuss about venture capital. There are various legal formalities which are required to be complied with the establishing the venture capital funds. It may be of the Indian Trust Act, or it may be as per the Companies Act 2013, which is currently at force, Companies Act. Taxation matters, also, though VCF, that is Venture Capital Fund, is not directly responsible for the payment of taxes, but the information in the form of the regulation need to be conveyed to the regulatory authority at the stage for formation of the funds, collection, or at the time of investment of the funds. That information has to be provided to the tax authorities by venture capital funds. These regulations may be Alternative Investment Fund Regulations of SEBI, or RBI regulation in the form of Foreign Exchange Management Act, or maybe the global regulations also. We shall discuss in brief all these regulations and its applicability in this chapter. First one is registration process, that is the registration of venture capital fund. It has to be registered, as I said. What the regulation says: venture capital fund can be either be a fund which is established as a trust under the Trust Act, or company as defined under Companies Act 2013. The regulations provides for the registration either at the time of the functioning as a venture capital fund, but before the commencement of the business, or before commencement of this act, or proposed to do so after the commencement of this act. A company or a trust which is functioned as a venture capital fund before the commencement of the regulations shall cease to be functioned as a venture capital fund if it does not apply to Securities and Exchange Board of India for registration within 3 months from the commencement of these regulations. Very important. Okay. Next one is procedure to be followed for the registration. This has to be mandatorily followed. An application for grant of certificate is required to be made by the venture capital fund to SEBI in the form A along with a fee of rupees 25,000 that is non-refundable, and the fee shall be paid through a draft or by way of draft. There are certain conditions which must be fulfilled before the certificate of registration is granted by SEBI. Which are those conditions required to be fulfilled? Number one, in case of the company, memorandum and articles of association. So, memorandum of association of the company shall have the business of the venture capital fund as main object. Because in MOA, all the activities on the earth are getting incorporated. But as far as the fund is concerned, the venture capital fund should be mentioned as their principal and main activity. And invitation to the public shall be expressly barred for the investment in venture capital, and this should be mentioned in memorandum of association of the company and articles of association of company, that is MOA and AOA. In addition to this, any officer of the company shall be involved in any litigation connected to the security market or should not have been convicted of an economic offense. The people who are recruited by the venture capital fund, they should not have this kind of stricture against him. In case of trust, the trust is in the form of deed. Trust is formed in the form of deed, and there has been a duly registered under the Indian Registration Act. Carrying the business of the venture capital fund is the prime objective as mentioned in the trust deed. Any trustee of the trust is not involved, again, in litigation connected to the security market and has not been convicted for the economic offenses conducted by him. In case of the body corporate also, it should be formed under the laws of the central and state legislature, and it is permitted to venture in the field of venture capital fund. The application for registration shall be complete in all respect, and if the SEBI discovers that anything in the application that renders is incomplete, or it shall give the applicant a time of 30 days to remove the loophole, failing of which the application can be rejected by the SEBI. Here board means SEBI board. SEBI, after finding the applicant to be eligible, shall inform to the applicant about, after receiving the information, the application shall tender to the SEBI the registration fee, which is rupees 5 lakh. After receiving, which SEBI shall issue the certificate of registration. Application fee 25,000. Registration fee, if SEBI found that application is correct, then it is 5 lakh. venture capital funds are regulated by the SEBI, that is SEBI Venture Capital Regulation Act 1996, and the regulations clearly state that any company or a trust or proposing to carry out an activity of venture capital fund shall get a grant of certificate from SEBI. Section 12(1)(b) of the SEBI Act also makes it mandatory for every domestic venture capital fund to obtain the certificate of registration from SEBI in accordance with the regulations. Hence, there is no way that the Indian venture capital fund can exist outside the SEBI regulations. However, registration of the foreign venture capital investors, FVCI, is not mandatory for the under the venture capital fund regulations required to be registered with RBI. So SEBI registration is not required, but RBI registration for foreign venture capital funds is required. So friends, now we will move forward for understanding the regulations of the venture capital in respect of venture capital fund and registered venture foreign venture capital funds, which enjoy the several benefits. What are the benefits of registration? We know that the venture capital funds has to be registered, but after registration, why registration is required? Are there any benefits for the venture capital funds? Let us understand that. So once it is registered, fund is registered, then no prior approval is required from the Foreign Investment Promotion Board, that is FIPB, which is not in place now, but Ministry of Commerce is independently undertaking the approvals of this route for making the investment into Indian Venture Capital Undertaking, that is VCU. So one time approval, every time when you are going to them, then it will be irritating. So that can be avoided, and it is time consuming also. As per the Reserve Bank of India notification number FEMA 32/2000 RB dated December 26, 2000, a foreign venture capital fund can purchase, sell securities, investment at the price that is mutually acceptable to the parties, and there is no ceiling or floor restriction applicable to them. So they are made free for type of investment, type of securities, and then instruments, what instrument they can invest. All this is made free. Otherwise, prior to this 2000 notification of under FEMA, the venture capital, foreign venture capital funds, each time they have to approach to the RBI and get the registration, get the approval for that. Now that approval is not required. A registered foreign venture capital fund has been granted the status of qualified institutional buyer. Qualified institutional buyer, that is QIB, so they can subscribe to the share capital of venture capital units at the time of initial public offer itself. A lock-in period of 1 year is applicable to the shares which are subscribed in IPO for these foreign venture capital funds. The lock-in period applicable for the pre-issue shares capital from the date of allotment under the SEBI Disclosure Investment Protection Guidelines 2000 is not applicable in case of registered FVCI and registered FVCF, that is Foreign Venture Capital Institution and Foreign Venture Capital Fund. Under the SEBI Acquisition Regulation 1997, if the promoter wants to buy back the shares from the foreign venture capital, it would not come under the public offer requirement. So these are some of the benefits. And continue with the same that India's security market regulator, that is SEBI, that is Securities and Exchange Board for India, has approved the SEBI Alternative Investment Regulations 2012 to bring an unregulated funds under the purview of regulations to ensure that the systematic stability, increase in the market efficiency and enable the formation of the new capital. Here, SEBI has issued its original amendment of 1996 and issued the fresh instruction under Alternative Investment Fund, and this regulation came into effect in the year 2012, wherein registered and unregistered both have brought under the same umbrella of this regulation. These regulations will be applicable to all the pooled investment vehicles apart from what is not covered: mutual funds, CIS scheme, then family trust, ESOP trust, employees welfare trust, holding companies, funds managed by the asset reconstruction companies, securitization trust or funds directly regulated by any other regulator in India. These entities are only not covered under the SEBI regulation of 2012, that is Alternative Investment Fund. Let us see some of the regulations which are approved by the SEBI under this. Registration. After the issuance of the guidelines or regulations in 2012 under Alternative Investment Fund regulations, there are certain requirements right from starting from the registration till the exit have made known and documented for the general public to understand and the venture capital funds to follow. Accordingly, these regulations are very important from 2012 onward. Registration. All the alternative investment funds, that is AIF, whether operating as a private equity funds, real estate funds, hedge funds, they should be registered with SEBI. It is very clear, whatever may be the name of the firm, except what we have discussed some time back. Those have to register with the SEBI. Number two, withdrawal of the old venture capital regulations after introduction of these funds, that is in 2012, still if they are continuing and registration is not done. For them, what is the regulation? The SEBI Venture Capital Fund regulation in 1996 will be officially withdrawn. However, existing venture capital funds will continue to be regulated by the regulations until the fund winds up its operation, and they will not be allowed to raise any fresh equity or any fresh funds except for the previous investors' commitments. Very clear. The venture capital funds can also opt for re-registration themselves under the new AIF regulations, provided they receive the approval to do so from 67% of the 67% of their investors, and can seek the exemption from the board from strictly adhering to the regulation in case they are not able to comply with all the new regulations. That means 2/3 of approval, they have to get it approved from their investors so as to follow the guidelines as per the new regulations. Unregistered funds will not be allowed to launch any new schemes where the investment is solicited or they will be seeking. Unregistered funds will not be allowed to launch any scheme without registering with SEBI under the new AIF regulations. The existing schemes which are launched by the funds prior to the implementation of AIF regulations will however continue to be governed till the scheme or units matures by contractual terms with no room for rollover for the extension. No rollover will be permitted under the scheme if there is a provision already. They have to brought into the AIF regulations. Corpus. What is the what could be the corpus of the venture capital fund? AIF should have alternative investment funds should have a minimum corpus of 20 crores. And they shall not accept any investment less than rupees 1 crores from the investors. So two aspects. One, corpus under AIF regulation should be minimum 20 crores and individual investor should not be invest less than 1 crore of rupees. The fund should have more than 1000, fund should not have more than 1000 investor. That is the maximum ceiling up to which the subscription can be made or investment can be made by 1000 share, 1000 investors only. And the fund manager shall have continuing interest of minimum 2.5%. of the initial corpus or rupees 5 crores, whichever is lower. Fund manager. The fund manager is not allowed to continue to the interest through the waiver of management fee. He has to pay. Then filing. Funds can launch the scheme following the filing of information memorandum with the board, that is SEBI, along with the applicable fee. That 5,000 rupees, 25,000 rupees. And once the registration certificate is issued, it is 5 lakh. And fund units can be listed on the stock exchange subject to minimum tradable value or minimum tradable lot of rupees 1 crore. However, they are forbidden to raise the funds through the exchange. They are not allowed to trade on the exchange. Limits to investment. Alternate investment funds are not allowed to invest more than 25% of the funds in one company and are forbidden to invest in associate company. So it has to be distributed. They should provide the investor with the financial information of the portfolio of the companies as also material risk and how these are managed on annual basis. Report of investment has to be given to the investor invariably and compulsorily. Having made these regulations, what would be the effect of AIF regulations? Number one, anything alternate to the traditional form of investment gets categorized as alternate investments. Whatever may be the nature of investment, it has to cover either this or that way under AIF regulations if there are no specific regulations stipulated. Generally, investment in the stocks, bonds or fixed deposits or real estates are considered as a traditional investment. In respect of investment in the stock, if the investments are in the stock of a small and the medium scale enterprises, that is SMEs, it gets categorized as alternative investment in many jurisdiction. Generally, the term AIF refers to a private equity and hedge funds. In India, alternative investment fund AIF are defined in the regulation 2.1B of Securities and Exchange Board of India Alternative Investment Fund Regulation 2012. It refers to any privately pooled investment fund, whether from Indian or from foreign sources, in the form of trust or company or body corporate or a limited liability partnership, which are not presently covered by any regulations of the SEBI governing the fund management, like the regulations governing the mutual funds or collective investment scheme, nor coming under the direct regulations of any other sectoral regulations in India, that is IRDA IRDA or PFRDA or RBI regulations. Hence, in India, alternate investment funds are private funds which are otherwise not coming under the jurisdiction of any regulatory agencies in India. So, those regulations, if there are regulations for the specific categories, those regulations has to be complied by them. For them, AIF regulation is not applicable. But beyond this, any investment related venture or capital is received, then in that case AIF regulations are applicable.